This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. We're getting a rare inside look into how the Fed responded in the early days of the financial crisis. Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff reports on newly released transcripts from 2007 Fed meetings.
Oh, the power of hindsight. We now know that the Great Recession began in December of 2007, but the Fed transcripts from that month show disagreement among officials over how bad things were. Justin Wolfers is with the University of Michigan.
It's a rather startling divide, which I think is actually kind of hard to explain, given they're all looking at the same data.
Some at the table proved prescient. Tim Geithner, then head of the New York Fed, was among those worried about impending recession. But Wolfers says Dallas Fed President Richard Fisher spent a lot of time talking about food price inflation.
There wasn't much food price inflation. There hasn't been much food price inflation.
That disagreement might be why some think the Fed was slow to respond to the unfolding crisis. Alan Sinai is with Decision Economics.
Policymakers are almost always late.
Even as they outlined the rapid deterioration of the housing and mortgage markets, some felt the financial system could handle the stress. But now we know how much worse things got in 2008. We'll get those transcripts next year. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.